In the headlines, as global observances to mark International Diabetes Awareness Day continue, concerns have been raised on the projections for increases in diagnoses of the illness. Chairman of the cannabis movement, Andrew Dakaris, has described the punitive measures attached to laws governing the possession of marijuana as a travesty. And pervasive chill formed an appropriate backdrop for local tourism authorities in Chicago, engaging in a media blitz on impending direct flights from the U.S.'s third largest city. Details coming up.
Diabetes Awareness Month, and we at Massey Stores are so proud to show our support for the work of the Diabetes Association. Join the Health Walks, taking place on Thursday, November 14, World Diabetes Day. On that day, take advantage of discounts on all prescriptions filled at our pharmacy. And while you are in store, make a donation to the blue boxes at our cash registers. Call 452-7693 for more information on how you can support the many events and activities. Massey Stores, a committed partner of the Diabetes Association.
Honey, I just looked at the insurance for the house and realized that you put the stated value to be less than half of what the realtor says it's worth?
Yeah, I did that on purpose to keep the premium down.
But you do realize that if anything happens, we could only build back half of the house, right?
Boy, don't insure half your home. Being underinsured is as bad as not being insured. Get a certified appraiser to assess your property and make sure you insure it at the correct rebuild value. Hon, what are you doing with a tape measure?
I'm checking to see where you're going to sleep in your half a house.
Magical Insurances. Fast, fair, and always there.
Tis the season of giving with Daikin. On Saturday, November 16th, MNC Home Depot will give you up to $400 off on selected Daikin AC units for one day only. Yes, up to $400 off. Plus, purchase any Daikin AC unit from November 16th to December 16th and get a chance to win a 50-inch smart TV. Remember, get up to $400 off on selected Daikin AC units only at MNC Home Depot. Tis the season of giving with Daikin. Hurry now.
And now, with the details of the news, I am Kiba Talium. As global observances to mark International Diabetes Awareness Day continue, concerns have been raised on the projections for increases in diagnoses of the illness. Earlier today, the International Diabetes Federation released sobering figures highlighting the growth in the prevalence of diabetes around the world. According to President of the Diabetes and Hypertension Association, Mr. Andrew Felix, significant effort needs to be expended to break habits which place people at risk.
Next year, 2020, the escalating levels of diabetes was going to reach 415 million. Now they have just posted that it's going to reach 463 million. So we need to get up, and it's not about rum and chicken anymore. It's about music and movement. We need to get all persons in all communities, all ages, moving. We have our symposium coming up next week, the 24th of this month. And that's going to be primarily directed at the youth. However, we want everybody to participate because we need to break the habit. That's why it's directed at the youth, because youth have got less habits than the elderly person. So everybody get involved. Let's reduce diabetes together.
New findings published in the 9th edition of the International Diabetes Federation Diabetes Atlas show that over 400 million adults have been diagnosed with diabetes worldwide. According to the International Diabetes Federation, the global prevalence of diabetes has reached 9.3%, with more than half of adults undiagnosed, while one in five people diagnosed are above the age of 65. The organization further noted that type 2 diabetes accounts for approximately 90% of all people with diabetes. According to the IDF, 10% of the global health expenditure, some $760 billion, is spent on diabetes management. One in six live births is affected by hyperglycemia in pregnancy, 84% of which have gestational diabetes. Over 1.1 million children and adolescents below the age of 20 have type 1 diabetes. Commenting on the activities undertaken by the St. Lucia Diabetes and Hypertension Association, Mr. Andrew Felix underscored the necessity of being informed on the non-communicable disease.
So one of the things that we're focusing on is bringing checks to the community and making sure that people realize that there are two things which are very important when they go to the doctor, and that's taking information serious. Changing your diet and exercise is very important. So what we're trying to do is trying to tell everybody the importance of getting yourself checked, getting resources, making sure that you've got the information, which is the resources to you, because primary care is important. Have you got the information in terms of what's causing diabetes to get worse for you, you know? And we're trying to make sure that everyone has the information. Come to our office today on Coral Street. We're doing blood pressure, blood sugar, body analysis, weight, height. We're doing everything at the office for you to just get the basic information so you can know your numbers in terms of where you are. It's very, very important.
President of the St. Lucia Diabetes and Hypertension Association, Mr. Andrew Felix. Chairman of the cannabis movement, Andrew Dakaris, has described the punitive measures attached to laws governing the possession of marijuana as a travesty. His comments were made at a press conference convened earlier today following the arrest of members of the cannabis movement by police on Thursday.
Last week, Thursday, two members of our cannabis movement group were arrested. In their homes, a search warrant was issued. And in one of the person's rooms, they found 41 small seedlings in little plastic cups and two older plants that none of the plants were in flowering stage. So really worth absolutely nothing. The two people were taken and put in jail for 5 days. Because they were vegetarians, they were just fed bread and butter and slept on the ground. And then when they went to the court on the Monday, I believe it was, the bail was set for each of them at $8,000 for cultivation and $4,000 for possession. So for each of these two people, it was $12,000 or $24,000 for both of them.
According to Mr. Dakaris, while crimes need to be dealt with within the confines of the law, the rationale for such stringent measures need to be re-examined for what he describes as a victimless, non-violent crime in a changing world.
It is a travesty that the world is moving towards legalization. The region, the CARICOM, the World Health Organization, CARICOM has recommended 2 years ago that the governments move to a legalized regime. Our politicians are lingering, and then these are the things that happen when you don't take action. People are being discriminated against and abused, and money is being extorted from people for a victimless, non-violent crime. Nobody was harmed, there was no gun involved, yet we see people who have guns, been held with guns, who have attacked people with cutlasses. These people get let out with much less bail. So what is the rationale of a magistrate charging these exorbitant amounts of money and locking people up for a victimless, non-violent crime? This is unacceptable. And me, as the chairman of the cannabis movement, is asking the government to please come out and inform the general public what your intention is.
Mr. Dakaris further noted that every individual should be provided with the opportunity to have fair treatment by the judicial system.
Invest St. Lucia came out almost on the same day and said that we are looking to move towards a legalized regime. Yet we're treating our people like that. That is completely unacceptable. And for the police involved, it is against the law. We totally agree that you're doing your job, and we have nothing against the police. There's nothing wrong with arresting somebody, charging them for the crime and giving them a court date, and they will pay for their crime at their day in court. That is how it should be handled. There's absolutely no reason for any kind of incarceration or bail at that set at that amount.
Chairman of the cannabis movement, Mr. Andre Dakaris. Pervasive chill formed an appropriate backdrop for local tourism authorities in Chicago engaging in a media blitz on impending direct flights from the U.S.'s third largest city. Expected to launch on December 21st, flights will be directed by American Airlines out of Chicago O'Hare International Airport. A contingent from the St. Lucia Tourism Authority engaged in a variety of exercises with members of the media, as well as speaking on touristic offerings of the island. Public relations manager at the St. Lucia Tourism Authority, Mr. John Emmanuel, commented on the exercise.
The St. Lucia Tourism Authority continues to drum up support for the upcoming American Airlines inaugural flight out of Chicago. On Tuesday, a delegation headed by the Chief Executive Officer, Beverly Nicholson Totti, along with Senior Sales Manager Richard Moss and myself as Public Relations Manager, met with over two dozen media partners to again inform them about the activity that is upcoming for December 21st and to see how we can also share with them further updates about Destination St. Lucia. We took the opportunity to brief them on the upcoming Peter's Cup that is scheduled for December 13th.
Mr. Manuel further detailed the execution of the exercise and upcoming events to be anticipated.
We also spoke about the concept of village tourism and how it is that the town of Soufre and the village of Anseleray, with its recently opened Glitter and Sands project, was leading the way with regards to village tourism. And of course, we seized the opportunity to talk about the many exciting summer festivals happening on St. Lucia, beginning, of course, with jazz in partnership with the Lincoln Center. We spoke about the Roots and Soul. We spoke also about Food and Rum, that is down to make a comeback in 2020, and of course the St. Lucia Carnival with all of its excitement involving the Denry segment and how that genre was doing not only on St. Lucia in the region but around the world. We use all of that to showcase to our media partners in Chicago all the reason why it is that persons would now want to live the Midwest portion of the United States and of course find themselves on sunny St. Lucia. So much to do as we continue to let inspire you.
Public Relations Manager at the St. Lucia Tourism Authority, Mr. John Emmanuel. Now to the regional developments brought to you with the kind compliments of Tire Zone.
Getting brand new quality tires and rims for your vehicles have never been so easy. Tire Zone in the blue building next to the VG Roundabout sells tires for motorcycles for as low as $180. What? But that's not all. Tire Zone also stock tires for all types of vehicles, including 13-inch for as low as $99, 14-inch starting from $150, 15-inch starting at $185, 16-inch for as low as $195, and 17-inch starting from only $200. Why buy used tires when you can get quality brand new tires for such low prices at Tire Zone? Visit us in the blue building next to the VG Roundabout or call 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Again, 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Email us at tirezone.slu@gmail.com. Check us out on Facebook and Instagram. Tire Zone.
This is the Caribou Beach News Service. I'm Wendy Chateau reporting. Trinidad government eyeing investigation into claims of data mining and spying under the former United National Congress government. This is the big story we're tracking this hour on Thursday, November 14, 2019. Details of this story and more straight ahead. Now for the details. The government of Trinidad and Tobago wants an investigation launched into claims of data mining and spying sanctioned and used by the now opposition United National Congress. At a news conference, National Security Minister Stuart Young said that he is very concerned about the information brought to light in a book by former Cambridge Analytica employee Christopher Wiley, in which he details how the UNC sanctioned a breach of citizens' privacy. Minister Young said he also is alarmed at how the information was used by the political party and not the state. Young pointed to possible breaches of the Data Protection Act and the Interception of Communications Act by the People's Partnership Government with the assistance of Cambridge Analytica. He said that the country was used as a guinea pig for the project. Young also said that parallel to that probe, the Attorney General's office will make an official request for assistance from international jurisdictions. The minister says a special prosecutor will be appointed to look into this information. Minister Young says he has reason to believe the information is still being used by the UNC and the party is continuing to abuse the privacy and rights of citizens. The ruling Dominica Labour Party has announced that it will unveil its 2019 election manifesto late Thursday, coming just over a week after the December 6th date was announced for general elections. The DLP said it will unveil what it calls a comprehensive plan for further development of the country. This is expected to include the details of plans to build an international airport, which Prime Minister Dr. Roosevelt Skerrett has indicated will start next year. The DLP has criticized its main challenger, UWP, for failing to have a national development plan on which it can debate. Prime Minister Skerrett has said that the opposition has failed to put forward an alternative plan. The UWP has not said when it will unveil its manifesto. The government of Grenada and the union representing teachers there have reached an agreement for salary increases for the next 3 years. After weeks of negotiations, a deal was signed in St. George's Wednesday. Under the deal, teachers will get a 4% increase each of the next 3 years. The government says the new deal will add almost $44 million to the payroll over the next 3 years. Negotiations for salaries with the rest of the public service, however, have remained deadlocked. Government has been in salary talks separately with the Public Workers Union and the Technical and Allied Workers Union. Those talks have been stalled, and government officials have suggested that it is because of the attitude of the representatives of those unions at the negotiations. This is Newsbreak from the Carib Update News Service. In more news, a senior United Nations Fund for Population Activities official has said that there's a growing problem of gender-based violence in Guyana, Jamaica, and Trinidad and Tobago. UNFPA Caribbean Director Alison Drayton, who is attending the Nairobi Summit of the International Conference on Population and Development, said that there's a need for different strategies to counter this practice in the Caribbean region. Drayton said gender-based violence has harmful and lasting consequences for victims, families, communities, and nations, adding the realization of this increase is starting to change perceptions of the need to look at the region in a different way. The government of Jamaica has announced plans to spend $1 billion over the next 3 months to fight the dengue outbreak. Health and Wellness Minister Christopher Tufton told the House of Representatives on Tuesday that the money will be used for what he termed enhanced dengue intervention. Of the additional $1 billion to be allocated, $469 million will be used to purchase the vehicles, foggers, tablets for water treatment, and to pay vector control workers, the minister disclosed. There will also be a national mosquito eradication day. Two officials in Antigua say they are concerned about an increasing number of cases of dengue fever there. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Rhonda Seeley-Thomas says there have been 600 suspected or confirmed cases since March and one resulting death. She said there has been a big jump over the summer. Principal Health Inspector at the Central Board of Health, Jerome Green, who also appeared on the program, believes these increased cases are due to the fact that residents are not adhering to the simple procedures proven to control mosquito breeding. This has been another edition of Newsbreak from the Carib Update News Service, the Caribbean's newsroom. I am Wendy Chateau.
Quality tires and rims for your vehicles have never been so easy. Tire Zone in the blue building next to the VG Roundabout sells tires for motorcycles for as low as $180. What? But that's not all. Tire Zone also stock tires for all types of vehicles, including 13-inch for as low as $99, 14-inch starting from $150, 15-inch starting at $185, 16-inch for as low as $195, and 17-inch starting from only $200. Why buy used tires when you can get quality brand new tires for such low prices at Tire Zone?
doing it.
Visit us in the blue building next to the VG Roundabout or call 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Again, 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Email us at tirezone.slu@gmail.com. Check us out on Facebook and Instagram. Tire Zone.
To end the news, a recap of the headlines. As global observances to mark International Diabetes Awareness Day continue, concerns have been raised on the projections for increases in diagnoses of the illness. Chairman of the cannabis movement, Mr. Andre Dekeres, has described the punitive measures attached to laws governing the possession of marijuana as a travesty. And pervasive chill formed an appropriate backdrop for local tourism authorities in Chicago, engaging in a media blitz on impending direct flights from the U.S.'s third largest city. This has been the Midday News Edition. I am Kiba Talium. Good afternoon.